Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get started with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open the Meeting Act is posted to the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Rick contacted me earlier in the week and said he was going to be out of town today.
Make a motion to excuse Mr. Bousquet.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. So now would be the time for public comment. If anybody wants to comment on anything that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. All right. Todd, just come up and state your name. And
name's Todd McDonald. I live at 1335 Nottoway Road, north of Jackson.
Yep, and then what your business is?
County road conditions. We've had several complaints to a lot of people from a lot of people in our neighborhood, and one of the complaints is flat tires. There's about a 60-pound bucket of iron right there that I picked up in 3 miles with my little 5-foot magnet.
Okay.
I mean, people are getting tires ruined, and when you have a four-wheel drive pickup or vehicle, they won't just replace one vehicle or one tire.
Or one tire on it, yeah.
You have to buy a whole new set of tires. And it is outrageous how much money our little neighborhood has spent.
Okay.
And I don't know what the county's budget is, if they're at their budget or over their budget, but it needs to be jacked up to get the road conditions better. The washboards are never ending. They don't ever cut them out. There's some places along the edge of the road that are cut down that deep. The grass is up here and the dirt, it's not even gravel anymore, dirt clear down here.
Mm-hmm.
Just holds water, makes the road even worse. So we're fighting washboards, mud, and flat tires.
I know it's been an ongoing deal out there, at least in talking to people that live out there. So it's to the time of the year.
The only thing that's getting done about it is Fremont Tires making a killing off of us.
Mm-hmm. We can run our magnet out there more. Like I say, I looked at the waste in the bucket. The vast majority of it didn't come, you know, out of crushed concrete, because those types of things don't go into concrete. But they definitely came from somewhere.
Right.
And there's a lot of old buildings.
And this is way beyond Elliot's place, so
yeah.
It's not like it got picked up.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was traveling.
Yeah, there's a lot of old building sites along there, and I'm sure when it gets graded, they get pushed up there. But we have to be more diligent getting our magnet out there.
And the last time that the magnet was seen out there, they were pulling it like 15 miles an hour. That's not
going to do it.
They get paid by the hour. Do your job. That's.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get fired from my job.
Okay.
I didn't. And they're supposed to be for us.
Yeah, yep. We will we'll talk to the county road guys and make sure that they're trying to get that road in shape before the
weather
gets bad.
Last time I talked to one of the road guys on the phone, every comment I made, he laughed at. It's not funny. This is our everyday life driving this road. I'm ready to get out of it. I can't talk my wife into it, but I'm ready to be done out there.
Yeah. All right, we'll definitely look into it.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Public comment? We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from February 2nd, 2026. Approval of payroll claims from February 1 through February 14th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. approval of official quarterly reports, the county clerk, register of deeds, and clerk of district court, and approval of the quarterly veteran service officer reports. I came in earlier today and went through the accounts payable, went through payroll. The clerk's register of deeds and clerk of district court are in your folders. I went through those. A week ago, Tuesday, I met with the Veterans Oversight Committee, and at that time, went through the quarterly report with Nick, our veteran service officer, and everything appeared to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through F.
I'll second.
Let's see. Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
It's 3:06. We're going to have a public hearing for the purpose of the second public hearing to give citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding proposed changes to section 900-4-300, commercial solar energy conversion system 25 kilowatt plus, to amend 3E under general requirements to increase the setback for public right-of-way and residential structural property lines. The County Planning Commission recommends these. So at this time, is there anybody that would like to speak in favor? Anybody like to speak opposed? Any neutral comments with regard to? All right, 3:07, we'll close the hearing.
I will say that I was at the planning and zoning meeting when they talked about it, and it's the same thing there. There was nothing brought up by any public there, and from what I understand, that these changes are actually requested from Mission Clean Energy to just kind of clean things up a little bit.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 26C-004.
Second.
All right, Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
C. Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, requests board to review and approve gravel pricing, gravel hauling bids for March 3rd through March 1st of 2027. March 3rd of 26 through March 1st of 27.
Hello.
Hello.
As you see, we got several bids in. We only got one bid in for hauling. That was a good number, though. Boyer Trucking, or Boyer Sand and Gravel, does hauling also. A couple of them kept their prices the same as last year, which is pretty good. And one of them only went up a little bit, so they're being pretty good to work with. Boyer is one of them that we did a lot of business with last year that they did not raise the prices on. So basically, this is just locking them in to prices for another year.
The have we used the one out of Dixon? Or no, that's the Boyer one. Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay, and then if any more happen to trickle in over time, okay, I was kind of surprised we only got one quote for hauling, but we'll bring that back when they come in.
Do you think, of course you never know until you know, but does it look like we're going to have to hire much trucking done?
Just depends on, you know, it's been pretty dry so far, but if the next couple months bring the moisture in, then we might have to. We got a pretty good stockpile going.
When you know, the frost is getting pretty close to out of the ground. The guy's been able to get out and start working.
They said Friday was the first day that actually started to work pretty good.
Okay.
I know people complain, you guys are just out there kind of moving gravel around. Well, we're trying to smooth it up a little bit, but till we can get in there and cut, that's mm-hmm. about all we can do. So
definitely, like, you know, these guys have said too, north of Jackson there, it's just been a bone of contention. So.
And I think that individual would be surprised if 2 months from now he went out and did the same thing. He would. I don't know what it is about that area.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. Yeah.
It's been an ongoing thing. But we had the magnet in the shop. This is a little off subject, but the 2 weeks prior, we had 35 hours out there on it. There's 400 miles, so it does take a little bit when you're going. They're supposed to go 2 to 5 mile an hour.
Uh-huh.
It does take a long time to cover much ground. So
Well, let's get it sent out there when they start doing that again too, just to hit it again, just to.
Once they get that road bladed up again, we'll send it back out there, and that seems to
loosen
bring
that stuff
more.
Up.
Yep.
Excuse me. So I think we need a motion that we probably better state the bids on the bids that we received. At least the names of the companies that you're
thinking. So, regard to the bids that we have for gravel, we have a bid and price sheet from Boyer Sand and Rock, Knife River Midwest, Buckus Sand and Gravel, Meadow Sand and Gravel, LG Everest. So their bids and price sheets are on the bid, so I would make a motion to accept the bid sheets that we have before us today and the one bid that we have from Rohde Trucking with regard to pricing for trucking.
Did you mention the Knife River one?
Yep.
Second.
All right, Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer requesting approval of Resolution 26C-05 permitting pledged securities.
Hello. I'm Stephanie, treasurer. We were blessed to have some extra real estate paid at the beginning of the year, so I'm requesting some extra securities until that gets taken care of.
I would make a motion to have you do that.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you.
Chief Steve Heide, Law Enforcement Center. What's that? Oh, sorry.
I'll do it.
I skipped you, Kim. Sorry. Kim, hold on. Kim Hansen, Dakota County Victims Assistance Program, providing update. to apply for the BOCA grant and the chair to sign resolution. So, Victims Assistance, Kim's here, and what do we got going?
Hi guys.
Hello.
So, application hasn't been sent out. I sent an email last week asking what the timeline is here. She says this month. So hopefully that's true. If I can get it done before I go on maternity leave. Otherwise, Nancy said that she can kind of contribute to it. Liz knows some of it. She's got access to everything that we would need. So, but I think we'll be able to get it done and turned in. In regards to, I think...
Yeah, this sheet that's in your guys' packets for dinner.
That's just kind of where we're at currently with the current budget for this fiscal year, which is July 1st through June 30th. Just to give you kind of an idea of where everything is at. There's a few numbers missing. The second pay period for February obviously isn't on there. Neither is March for quarter three. I don't think I have any of the postage set on there yet because I didn't have it at that time when I did it on the 6th for the city finance meeting, so I just gave you guys exactly what they had. As a client information, as of February 6th, we have 896 clients that we're working with. 135 of them are Spanish-speaking. Wiz has provided 227 Spanish-speaking services in person. We've met with 66 people, phone, text, email, 819 contacts, and court updates. We've sent out 1,542 so far. And then, of course, we do protection orders and victim impact statements, CBR stuff. So that's kind of where we're sitting currently. It updates every day, obviously. But and then once we turn the packet in or the application, they'll kick it back with whatever the dollar amount is going to be. They haven't really mentioned anything, which is typical. So if I'm not here, she'll bring that down so that way it can be presented to you so you know what the dollar amount's going to be on that end. Hopefully it's more.
Mm-hmm.
But never know. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to sign resolution 26C006.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to Chief Heidi, represented by Sheriff Decker, with regard to our cooling tower.
Yeah, it's
Steve, is your opportunity to shine back in your old stomping ground.
You guys say the city's scared. They did the city. It's a cooling tower for the LEC. They took bids. The city accepted one of them. I think you got packets on MTC Mechanical. It's budgeted, already budgeted, the way I understood. So I just want to get you guys' approval on the low bid budget, I guess.
MTC Mechanical?
MTC.
MTC.
Yeah. It was $59,950.
What is the cooling tower? What is the
question? That is for the AC system.
Yeah.
The AC.
Oh, like
yeah.
Like
HVAC? Yeah.
At the law enforcement center there?
Yeah, at the law enforcement center.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim.
Yep.
Our sheriff.
Make a motion to approve MTC Mechanical, $59,950.
I'd second that.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Jolene with her road report.
Hi again.
So we had 202 hours of maintaining, 172 hours of tree removal, 9 hours of snow removal. We had to do a little bit of salt and sanding there a few times. 57 hours on signs, and then some requests for grading on Elgin Avenue, T Avenue, Saddle Lane, 265th, and Omaha Avenue. Dean and I met last week with the engineer on M Avenue and the contractors in the village of Hubbard. They're not saying no, but they think they could do it. The village of Hubbard was just very firm on If we're not ready, they do not want any setbacks on their end.
Mm-hmm.
We completely agreed. They already said they had one setback that cost them like $10,000. And so we don't want to do anything to interfere. We just thought we could maybe do this while you guys are doing this. They did say that they had not planned on completely closing that road down. They were just going to put a shoe fly in. But if we did our section, they would close it down.
So then I said, you know, wanted to know how on board you guys were. And I said they were all seemed pretty good about it, but we need a cost estimate. So they will bring that forward. I told them in 2 weeks because we met Friday. We could have it by the next board meeting. Would be very good. And then if the numbers aren't there, it's not something we can swing in this budget. You know, maybe we'll just have to go do it on our own, get our own bids, and go that way.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else we talked about. They, like I said, the engineer seemed a little concerned about maybe getting the plans together that fast. There was some work we would have to do. Their road is going to be 32 foot wide with curb, gutter, storm sewer, and I said we're not needing that. 28 feet wide, if that's what meets the standards, is what we would be interested in.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll have some sort of response on that.
About how many feet would?
About 600 feet.
Okay.
They also talked, you know, because we talked about the bidding, you know, using their bids because they went through all that bid process. But the engineer did say that once you get close to the bridge, that approach, you know, of course, Hubbard doesn't have a bridge in that area, so then those would be new estimates. And I said, well, as long as they fell under what we needed to do for our bidding process, we could make that work. So, but then their option was, if we couldn't, to stop it. And I said, well, I don't think anybody wants 20 feet of pavement, 20 feet gravel. I said, that's not anything I don't think we are interested in. Okay. I thought that seemed a little off. But so anyway, hopefully in 2 weeks we'll have a good number and know what we're going to do out there.
If we have that number in 2 weeks, is that in line with what they have going out there to where it wouldn't interfere with their project?
They want to start April 1st.
Okay.
So the only thing we would need to do on our end is to make sure we had funds available. I have been saving money up in the federal aid road, which I was kind of hoping that would go towards North Bluff Road. But we still haven't heard back on that grant yet either, so. And then, so then the only other thing we would need to do on our end is have a public hearing to amend our 1 and 6.
Which engineering firm is looking at it?
JEO.
Okay.
They're the ones that are doing it originally,
so mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And then the only other thing I wanted to bring to your attention was the county has a conditional use permit with Lynch Campground, and now it is Cottonwood Campground, so that conditional use will follow the property and now be with Cottonwood Campgrounds because the new ownership out there with Lynch sold it to Hohenstein, so they renamed it and they have their own thing, so that conditional use will go in there. I don't know if you guys need anything more for that.
With a change in hands, the conditional use would remain, I would think, would remain.
I mean, everything out there with the campground is the same. It's just the name. So I don't know if we need to put some paperwork together. Maybe Kim needs to think on that. I don't.
Isn't there planning zoning?
I don't think they have any information.
They get it renewed every single year.
No, when anyone changes hands.
When it changes hands.
I think it's
now, Bierman's hog confinement out there, that changed hands and nothing went before the board. So that's why we're kind of wondering what needs to happen.
I thought we talked about it at the board. We had a planning and zoning commission meeting here a few months ago. That I think one of the guys said they have to come back. I'm pretty sure Joe said it, that they have to
I talked to Joe this morning, and he didn't know, so that's why
here. He didn't know, but he said he thought they did, but I don't,
Couldn't hurt?
Yeah.
So we'll put it on the next
zoning
agenda.
Yeah, go ahead and put it on planning and zoning, and then
bring it back to you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Remind me, Tim. Anything else?
I don't think so. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dylan.
Forget your bucket.
Okay.
I'm not strong enough to carry it.
Commissioner committee reports. Anybody?
Nope.
I met with the Oversight Committee at Legion Hall last Tuesday, and we got the quarterly report, and nothing out of the ordinary at all. They're doing good.
I was part of a planning call just a little bit ago, right before this, for the rural community health worker program they're doing. They're trying to find a location to spearhead that, like a pilot program. So they're looking at maybe doing Lincoln because of all the resources that are already established there, and then Dakota County based on some of the results of the Minority Health Initiative. So we might be looking at being one of the pilot programs.
Oh, that'd be fantastic if it worked out.
Okay. Kind of advocating for that, but we'll see.
Yeah, very good. Mail and emergency business?
We're invited to a TIF meeting.
Yeah, I see that. It's
cool. We also have the joint city-county school thing coming up in March.
48th annual.
Yeah, and the longest meeting of its kind in the country, this is what I've told you.
So. A couple of you have emailed me. You?
I did.
I emailed you.
Did you?
I sent you.
I haven't looked at my list.
And I told you in person.
Yes. So I'll have to check with Rick, but yeah.
Any other mail or emergency business?
I just put in your packets this stuff on the day down in Lincoln if you guys want to go. I'm sure you've already gotten emails to it.
Already registered.
Okay.
I'm fine as well.
Brian, did you have anything?
I'd like to make a motion adjourned.
All right.